Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. I want to say a shout out to my main man, Harold Whaley, for hitting that tune. If you're ever out there, Harold, hit a brother up. You're on point, man. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you want a social media with us, you can go onto Facebook and ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself and he of the shiny jaw, Mr. J, can add you. Once again, myself of shiny jaw, Mr. J, can add you. Facebook, Smooth Drama group. If you feel like you can't call in, you can email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns. We ain't scared. We like Bernie Mac. We ain't scared of you, mother. I'm just saying. if you email us, we going to answer the question. Best believe that. Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back, and we can talk a taste. Right. Oh, also, Blog Talk chat room, smoothdrama.com chat room. Hit us up. Converse with us. We would like to converse.
Converse. You know, I like to say conversate.
I know. You want
That's
to.
That's so much, yeah.
Yeah, but we can converse.
I do. I say conversate all the time. Yeah, because converse, you know, that's too polite. When
right.
you conversate, you really, you know, you get in there.
Getting in it. All
you
up.
Some, yeah.
In it. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, just to start off the conversate, since we're going to say it, we might as well just say it wrong all the way. You know, the CDC came out and said that half the tests they use to determine if you're infected with COVID, they're wrong. Wrong half the time. So if you're one of them people that took that test, you're wasting your time. Not that I'm trying to be a Debbie Downer or anything like that, but. Yeah, according to them, they're wrong half the time, and that's in their new guidelines that they posted on their website. Shout out to the CDC, letting you know.
Did it say why the tests were wrong though? I mean, like, what do you mean wrong? Like. You were positive and you were negative, or you were negative and you turned out to be positive. In what direction is it wrong? Or it's just wrong overall?
good luck trying to figure that out. I mean,
okay.
We're not giving answers. We're just telling you stuff. It's on the website.
Okay.
You want to go to the CDC website, they'll tell you, hey, look, you just practice.
Okay. Oh, no, that's always been my problem. I dig too deep. Well,
yeah. And while we're on the CDC, guess what? They came out and said that rats may get aggressive due to COVID-19 closures. So,
why? Because they have to hunt harder for food because of the restaurant.
Yep.
Yeah, I could see that.
You got to look out for these. But I'm, that's why you keep the cat homies around. See, if you feed the neighborhood cats, you don't have to worry about it. See, because I think, once again, nature handles that, right? So if you got rats out there roaming, there's cats out there roaming. So long as you got them ruthless villains in your neighborhood, you're good to go. Not really worried
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, you never see too many cats around restaurants, though. Not really.
No. See, they're not around the restaurants. What they're saying is, in your place where you live, the rats might start coming through because restaurants, all that other stuff. Mm,
okay.
They got to look for that food, so they're coming to see you. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what happens in the apocalypse, right? Stuff goes
Well, all the takeout boxes are at the house now. So as opposed to you leaving food at the restaurant, your empty takeout boxes and stuff are at your house.
Well, why are we there? I think we have a caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. What can we do you for? Caller going once. Caller going twice. All right. If you want to holler or you was having technical difficulties, call back. Not, you just wanted to listen, we'll continue the show. Speaking of continuing the show, the one thing that has messed things up during the apocalypse, it's like your safe havens ain't safe no more. It's like, you know, I've spent the majority of my life, my adult life, avoiding liquor stores, like liquor stores, little corner stores. I don't really like going there. But you know, that's where the action happens, right?
Yeah.
I've avoided that. But now, because of what's happening, the grocery store is where all the action is happening. It's like, it ain't safe no more.
True.
You never know when you're going to go and somebody's going to be shooting at somebody. Because they ain't want to wear their mask. Because it's like, nah, that's violating my rights.
True.
Yeah. I mean, because.
True that you that may happen. I don't think wearing a mask is violating anybody's rights, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like said, we got the phenomenon where you have these people out here protesting, they can't go outside. But when you're protesting, they're outside. It's that weird thing.
Look what happens though when they do get to go outside. So I mean,
right.
You know, these numbers rise. We're all going to be in trouble.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
We're all going to be on timeout. Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be Mad Max out there. It's like some of these movies, you start looking at them like, man, because it, like some of that stuff, I just automatically just, man, that could never happen. It's like I used to say about The Walking Dead, but now I can totally see it. When you get fools with loaded guns just walking into the grocery store, when you got your gun to get you a sandwich and you start thinking about you're that person that works there, right? You tell these fools put their mask on. You can't even say nothing.
When you work there, you're probably even afraid to ask them to pay for their sandwich. You know what I mean? So, you know, you don't know what to do in that situation.
Right. Yeah, you just in there, they got their rocket launcher on their back. It's like, yeah, want that salami and cheese, some bacon on that joint. You know.
Yeah. I and you're trying to hurry up and rush and fix it and get that fool up out of there.
But you can't, though. That sandwich got to be right.
Yeah, I know.
That sandwich got to be right. Because if that sandwich is wrong, it's kind of it. But, yeah. That's Tales from the Apocalypse. So, yeah, I'm reading these fools in South Carolina on the golf course. Apparently, they're gators on the golf course. They say they see gators all the time. And mm-hmm. thing is, there are two gators that are fighting for 2 hours on the golf course. Now, Brown Sugar, if you saw gators where you go to play, do you go to play there again?
Maybe eventually. It'll be some months before I do, though.
I'm sorry. I'm one of them ultimate respecters of nature, a.k.a. cowards. If I see that there are 10-foot gators that just walk where me and the homies play football, I'm always thinking that last pass that I go out for, I can run into one of them fools come running out the trees and bam, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's a thought. But apparently they go out there all the time. Cause yeah, we see it all the time. It's like golfing with gators. It's like a reality show that I just would never watch, but I could see happening.
True. I could see that happening. You might want to pitch that.
No.
That might be the next biggest thing. Please, what do you mean no? Just because you pitched it, I don't mean you have to watch it.
You probably got to film it. It's
yeah, you get people to do all that stuff.
Yeah, true. And see, now it's just the other thing that is depressing during the apocalypse, because it's like things that you joke about, and then when it really happens, you just get shook to your core. It's like,
you know, what might that be?
As this dude. Oh my goodness. This guy, Michael Rigo was charged with sexually assaulting and injuring at least 3 ponies, but he's still under further investigation.
What?
Apparently, yeah. At the Carousel Park. It's a months-long investigation after they were getting reports of injured ponies at Carousel Park in Delaware.
So what was injured?
He was sexually assaulting the ponies.
Oh.
He was tying their rear leg up so that they could not kick him.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
You don't have to read it anymore. You can just leave it to our imagination.
Yeah, he's on video.
Oh.
Yeah, they said watch the video. I didn't do it.
Don't do it.
Nope. Can't do it. But it's the fact. You have to have
poor
laws.
Animals.
Right. It's a pony. I've never understood the fascination with ponies. Like, oh, I got to have a pony. I'm like, maybe it's because I'm from New Orleans. I grew up there. And Mardi Gras, the horses, and they doo-doo everywhere. It's like, bam, bam. And because if you follow
a pony, people, they're cute. You know, they're tiny little horses. So I could see, like, people wanting a pony because it's cute, but not for those other purposes, though. I mean, bestiality
yeah.
is just, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, see, there's cute pet. I guess if I own the ranch, you got your horses, just let them run free. Do your thing, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
the whole, yeah, that horse looks hot. Yeah. Yeah, month-long investigation. Homies out there. Yep. All right. Well, I'm just going to go on break on that. This is LL Cool J 4321.
Sound like Kevin. Seven, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mama on my cow. Come and get some.
Yeah.
Play a opposition. Hot mixer. This one. For all the sick ones. Affliction. Poison that starts sickening. Best believe. Finger itching. With two broke legs. Now I'm tripping on MC's cliche. Shot that ricochet. Start jumping. Bust bubbles. Hip the wicked way. Gotta love me. G.O.D. No one above me. Look good but fuck ugly. Tap your jaw from my punch. Fuck your son and you. Got you sitting in your lap. I'm running who? Fucking punk, get a speed bump coming through. A single shot make your meat up respect.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, I put it on a nigga. Shit it on a nigga. Turn a Christian to a certified sinner. The bomb I release, time pinner.
Explode.
When you got sent up, I was hitting your ex home. Shit, I kept low. Petrol, your metro. Politics, keep the chicken heads gobbling. Shit, I'm driving in, come with full policy. Terrorize the city from the slip committee. Kick ass to both Timberlands, turn shitty. Gritty, smack the driver head in the gypsy. When I approach rappers, be taking note. I drop like I should have invented the raincoat. Absolute, I love the burn to the roof. I keep coming till you pour sperm from your boots. Vigilante, hardcore to the penis. So you fuck you, my attitude is
way out the dark. If I catch you when the sun is down, run it, clown. I'm up off it. I'm gonna gun it down. Run it down. However, storm goes, it's gonna be that. See that? That shit'll finish you, dog. See that? Where you at? Do you value your life? As much as your possessions. Don't be a stupid nigga. Learn a lesson. I'm gonna get you either way, and it's better to live. Let me give what's in your sock, cause it's ready to give, to receive. Believe what I say when I take. Don't make me put you somewhere where nobody can smell you. And when the lights is out, they don't come back on. This ain't a flick, you ain't gonna come back on. Break that scroll. Do it.
Sugar. That was LL Cool J. 4321. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Woo! Man. Got that brown sugar. Yeah.
Yes, sir. What's what, but?
Speaking of hot.
Guess what?
Because I know everybody out there have been waiting on this. This is it. Coming tomorrow. You was texting me. You was emailing me. You wrote me a letter, sent it to me, saying I can't wait for this to happen. HBO Max is going live tomorrow. Yeah. Your dream come true.
And so why, what is the big deal with that?
I have no idea. I don't even know why they're doing it. They have HBO Go. They have HBO. They've got multiple HBO channels. It's like, all right. So what HBO Max is supposed to be doing, they saying they're hedging their bets against people cutting the cord. And they saying they're going to use its roster of phone, broadband, and pay TV customers to drive subscriptions. They said that, well, you know what? They didn't want to put it out till, you know, next year. But guess what? Because people are home, they're like, we just going to put it out there. Because they want to go direct to the customer. HBO Max. And guess what? The Zack Snyder cut of the Justice League is going to be on there in 2021. You can't wait, can you? That's why you going, that's why you've been writing me them letters and texting and emailing, right?
Yeah.
See?
I don't see the
Yeah.
I don't see it.
For $15 a month.
So it's just basically another. Okay. Yeah. I can't see
it. It can't be cheaper. They said it can't be cheaper than regular HBO. And guess what? Not only are they going to have the Zack Snyder Justice League original cut, because you've been screaming about that all them days and nights talking. We can't even talk about the show because you talking about the Zack Snyder cut, the Justice League movie. They're going to do an international Bachelor.
Okay.
Can't wait to give them that $15 now, can you?
No. Doesn't Bachelor come on for free?
Maybe.
I'm just asking. Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, but $15 a month, yes, it costs a little bit more, right? Yeah, it costs a little bit more, but guess what? You gonna get that. I mean, Netflix is $12.99, Disney Plus is $6.99. But if you're a current subscriber, you'll have access to HBO Max at no extra charge. Yes.
If you're a current subscriber to HBO?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, see.
Yeah. But for all of y'all out there who is like brown sugar, just dying, foaming at the mouth, like, you know, I got to have that. AT&T, y'all. Way behind the time. I'm gonna charge more for way less.
Oh, that was a good one. Woo. Yeah, I like that one.
All right. So
charging more for way less.
I'm going to ask you this question. So, did you see your boy Joe Biden?
I did not.
All right.
I saw that one snippet, but I didn't watch his whole interview, no.
I mean, the rest of the interview is kind of wasting time. I mean,
yeah, it was kind of boring.
He went in though. He's like, you know what, man, you ain't trying to vote for me. You ain't black.
You know, I kind of halfway feel him on that.
Do you?
I mean, I feel like so. Cause see, there's people who will talk about both opponents and say that neither one of them are for us as black people. Well, that's always been the case. But
right.
At some point, we have to get out of that thinking and come out as a group, a collective group, and vote and try and turn it around. Us not voting and then being mad about it isn't helping either. That hasn't helped us for years.
Yeah, but that's not...
So let's,
that was,
let's try and something yeah. different, though.
Right. Yeah, but
that's
what
not
we're
what?
Saying is, see, because I'm going to say this. You know, that's that pompous shit right there. You're telling me I need... Because I got my set of issues. I've been very, very crystal clear. I followed Wayne Messam. I'm probably one of the few people in California that know that brother's name.
Yeah, I believe
because
so.
He has student loans, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm voting for Wayne Messam. Wayne Messam falls out. What's her name? Michelle Warren. She comes in and says, hey, I'm going to give $50,000 towards student loan. I said, boom, I'm voting for her. She falls off. Bernie Sanders jumps out. It's like, look, we're going to forgive all that shit. I'm like, I'm voting for Bernie Sanders. See, it's about your issue. Who is about your issue? See, that's the one thing. You ain't talking about voting Democrat, voting Republican. Look, if Donald Trump abolished student loans right now, guess what? Donald Trump's the greatest president in my eyes that's ever been.
And
just
I
because.
Hope that he would not be the, I was going to say, just because of student loan forgiveness, all the other atrocities that have happened because of him or him being who he is, that has to count for something.
Hold on. So once again, you start off with the premise that no president has loved you, has done anything for you. See, because it ain't party. It's what do they do for you, period. See, because people forget that. It's like we say whatever we want. Homie's corrupt, but he hooks his homies up. And if you voted for him, the stats show that those states that voted for him got more money. See, that's keeping your promise. You give me, even if it's a little bit, it's a little bit more than what somebody else is going to give me. See, because sometimes
so,
you got
to... If someone says, you get to keep all of your body parts except for your four fingers on your left hand, you going to be okay with that?
No.
Are you going to be like, no, I made my whole hand?
No, that's not the same. That's not the same.
Why not?
Basically,
it is.
Oh, okay, so it was just like Hillary Clinton when she was talking about hot sauce in her purse. Joe Biden, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Look at my record. NAACP recommended me. It's like, man, ain't nobody checking for the NAACP. Do they have a headquarters here in Oakland?
I don't know. They might. They did at one point in time. I don't know if they still do.
Okay. So my point is this. You start talking about stuff. I'm like, so what's your plan? Because I look at actual platforms. What are these dudes talking about? Now, when he said Bernie Sanders made him say, you got to get rid of student loans. I was like, I would vote for Biden. But if you look at what he's doing, and maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, I don't know, but it looks like he point shaving, like he trying to lose.
I haven't seen him do anything that would suggest that, hey, I want to win. Everything that he has done has been supremely stupid. It's not, these are not the actions and words of somebody trying to win. I'm going out on a limb right now. It ain't even a limb. I'm going to say we're going to get 4 more years of MC Crooked as fuck. I'm just saying it. Because I don't see dude beating me.
I do have to agree with you on that. But I only agree because we, as a people, we're not going to come out and vote.
Nah,
I mean, okay. I'm not saying Biden is the best by any means, but I do believe he is better than Trump.
Okay.
And yes, it is the lesser of two evils, but, I mean,
I'm not arguing.
Why
that.
Would you want the most evil in office?
Yeah, but you see, this is dude, he ain't talking about, hey, what's my direct plan for the inner city? What am I going to do, bring the industry back, blah, 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 blah.
Well,
blah,
nobody
blah.
Has talked that. Nobody has said anything about that.
Okay, but see. And see, this is
who
the thing.
Who said anything about that?
I kind of pay attention to stuff like this, right? So, unfortunately, Trump came out with a plan like, hey, we need to bring businesses back, cut your ties with China, bring businesses back to the United States. See, the reason why those businesses are not in the United States because they didn't want to pay a fair wage. Because there's more money in oppression overseas paying people 10 cents an hour.
Yeah.
He actually said, I saw it, I read it.
He's already proven that he will say whatever he needs to say, but he won't do. There's no action behind his words.
Yeah, but they all say that. But as far as bringing the business back, yeah, he's serious. Because
he can start doing it now. Why does he have to wait till he's reelected? That should have been something he should have been working on already.
Yeah, but see now you got me where it looked like I'm even defending this fool. That's what's horrible.
I'm just saying, if you want to be reelected, you do things that you didn't necessarily you do the things you promised. And then you do things that you didn't necessarily promise that shows good faith that nobody ever seems to talk about.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is this. When I read Homie's platform, I didn't see anything that said it was gonna help me or some of the neighborhoods that I would live in.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Did even Obama say anything like that?
Oh, yes.
I don't recall him even saying he was going to do this or that.
No, I never.
I mean,
did
he
that.
Talked about, you know. Yeah. No, I'm not saying you said it. I'm just saying.
Right.
And he was voted in the office, so.
Right, but let's look. I mean,
my thing is.
Obama was going to win, but this dude here, you see how he's talking and what he's doing. And it's like, Trump is so horrible and everybody is racist out here. If you vote for me, racism going in America. Is that what's going to happen? There ain't going to be rocket launches in the streets no more.
I wouldn't necessarily, I don't know what it would be.
I don't see him winning. I don't see him campaigning. Everything that he's done is not winning strategies. They're not winning strategies. You tell
no.
me you've been impressed. Have you been impressed by this dude?
I mean, no, I haven't been impressed by a politician in years, though. So.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's like it's supposed to be a slam dunk, right? The most
I would you would think, yeah, I would think
out and out corrupt president is lined up in your face, There was a pandemic. He was not ready. Everything has been horrible. All you got to do is just be cool about it, and you can win. Because everybody will be fed up by this dude. It seems real easy, but all we can talk about is the dumb stuff that he say. That's all we got. I haven't heard him say anything that was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. I can't even say that about him. And he going up against the duck of all ducks. Out and out crook. And he losing in the press to a crook. Just out front with his crookedness. And you ain't getting no traction. That's all. That's all. That's all I got. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, I think you're right. I just feel like he may think that he doesn't have to do too much either, because if people were stupid enough to vote what we have in the office, then why not him? And he really could come out and be like, why not me? That should be his platform. Why not me? You already elected this ass. So
as a matter of fact, I can be
a better ass.
you want to know what? And this is funny. Donald Trump came out with a diss song.
A diss song?
And I'm just gonna show you what the Donald's doing. This is what he's going up against. This is Donald Trump's diss song.
I don't want your body, need your body. As long as you got me, you won't need your body.
Yeah.
What?
He's got a diss song.
He used T.I.
On his Instagram? Yes, on his Instagram. No.
Really?
It was cut and pasted.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty, wow. And T.I. hasn't said anything about that?
Oh, I'm sure he will. But see, and just to double down, on how horrible this dude is, just to double down on it. And it's like, if he can't beat this dude, I'm putting it out there right now, he was point shaving. This is Donald Trump on people dying. This is Donald Trump on people dying.
You got to get out there November 8th. I say kiddingly, but I mean it. I don't care how sick you are. I don't care. If you just came back from the doctor and he gave you the worst possible prognosis, meaning it's over. You won't be around in 2 weeks. Doesn't matter. Hang out till November 8th. Get out and vote. And then all we're going to say is we love you and we will remember you always.
Yeah.
I feel like if that's not enough, and that's what I feel like Biden, if that's not enough to make you vote for Biden, I don't know what it is. I don't know. There is no help. There's no hope. There's no help.
He said that.
If that alone.
You're dying.
If that alone does not.
Woo! He's going to win. That's what's hilarious. That's what's hilarious. And Joe Biden talking about some foolishness. And this dude, he got the balls to say that. You dying. Just couldn't get out and vote for me.
And you will be remembered, and we will thank you.
You will be remembered.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't.
It's hilarious. It's the funniest thing. I'm like, wow. He put out a diss song on Instagram. Because he owns that Instagram account.
Yeah, I just can't believe he used T.I.'s song because they've had words before. So.
Yeah, but that's what you do. Because guess what? I'm Donald Trump. I'm going to use your stuff. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You can't come see me.
True.
Well, I mean, because remember, T.I. did the video where Donald Trump's wife was giving him head, remember? So it was like, yeah. So this is him firing shots back. I'm just saying, people underestimate the crook. And this other dude talking about, oh yeah, you should just vote for me. If you don't vote for me, you ain't what? What the hell does that mean? Talking about some issues. If he talk about any issues, he can win. But he ain't even talking about issues. He talking about vote for me or you ain't black. NAACP, all these. You know my record. I don't know jack.
Yeah, I don't.
It's hilarious.
I'm afraid I don't.
Yeah, and that's my point. Don't nobody know your record. Don't nobody know nothing about you. The only thing we know is that this woman said you grabbed their pussy. That's what we know. You was a vice president. You used to follow Obama around in the video. That's what we know. On that note, we just gonna go on break. This is Cops and Most Wanted. Duck Sick 2.
I wanna hear that beat, right? Bring that beat back.
I'm back for the payback slack. Ready to attack. So to your jaw, I start the Mac. It's the motherfucking Cops and Psycho. So suckers who be sounding so whack, don't try to bite, yo. You play the bitch and I'll play the pimp. Then I'll be pimping your ass to make money real fast. Cause to the homies it just don't hit. Can't get juice with that two-wild pop shit. Yeah, punk nigga, I just won't quit. My rap is bomb ass chronic, $10 a hit. Try to diss fool and I'll shut you down. Put on the big nose fool, cause it's time to clown. So now I got to break my motherfucking foot off in your ass because you came back too soft. They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, this trick is new. It's the Duck Sick 2. No one's be broke if you're programmed and you'll be saying, damn, I lost my luck. Now your ass is stuck, motherfucker. By the Compton gangsta of rap. Raised in the hood, always up to no good. I need to peel a cap so I kill some poor unfortunate fool with a non-gun. You come back up with that, you got no clout. Keep talking shit as I bust your fucking mouth. Now fool, what kind of move was that? I see you quick to talk shit, yeah boy, I'm quick to pull the gap. Claim on my sis, oh what a pit. And the way you shot out just sounds shit. So nigga, slow your motherfucking roll. Fuck you with the pole with the rhymes you stole. So gather up your homies, him and you. Yeah, this the Duck Sick 2. I don't believe it, another motherfucker on the rap shelf done fucked himself. Just squeeze in like a bitch. I guess that's why he raps with a hot pitch. I just can't figure how the punk ever think he can fuck this nigga. Just shoulder than show. Sorry, punk, still blast that ass when the eyes got me drunk. Just keep getting it, don't stop sucking. Too soon, punk, or A to start fucking. Yo, we owe old shit that won't last. You won't hang a minute as I slap your bitch ass. So get ready, cause it's your motherfucking calling. You and your whack ass crews are start falling. Just drop to your knees because we ain't through. Get a grip to it quick. The motherfucking duck 6-2. Yeah.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mrs. Brown Sugar, and Miss F the N-word. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. That was Compton Most Wanted. Duck Sick 2. Back when Duck Sick used to mean something. You got that, Miss F the N-word?
I wasn't going to say anything.
You weren't going to say anything?
I really wasn't. I wasn't going to say anything.
Sometimes you got to ride that stuff out.
That's what I was trying to do.
Okay.
All right. I was riding on your sail, so.
Let's see. We ride. Normally. I have the hater of the week at the end of the week, but you know what?
Don't even have to wait at all. No.
Hate. I hate you. All right. Hater of the week is actually not hater. It is haters. We just going to go in on them. Megan Richmond, Catherine McMullen, and Tasha Stringer. These are three of the worst bitches to ever exist. Why?
Wow.
You may ask. You going in.
Yeah.
You call women bitches. You say bitches ever. Why are they the worst bitches ever? Well, these bitches. Did I call them bitches? I forgot to call them bitches.
Yeah,
bitches.
Like more than... Oh, boy.
Right. In Willersburg, Ohio, they took kids to a house. They had a thing where they were normally taking kids to a house and letting pedophiles rape them for cash and drugs while they filmed them raping the kids for cash and drugs. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a ring. Yeah.
Okay. They deserve it. That's
yes.
In fact, you're being nice. You're being nice.
I was like, oh my goodness. So they were taking kids. They promising them stuff, and then they get them in there, and the pedophiles were there. They work for the pedophiles. The pedophiles give them money, give them drugs, and they would rape the kids, and then they would film it. These heifers.
Wow. So I hope they're, like, under jail.
Yeah, they're each facing a charge of first-degree rape, and their bail was $700,000. But I'm like... They shouldn't get bail. They should just go to jail. There's no collecting 200 going around, go none of that. You just go to jail. And they're supposed to go to jail now, and you forget about them for like 2 years. Just without that we charge you, but oh, we just forgot, and you just let them ride that out. for a long time.
Yeah.
Then,
or just keep postponing their little arraignment or whatever. They can do that. They do that all the time.
Exactly. You just forget about them on purpose and let them ride that out for a couple years, as I've seen that done. Then you go and you say, y'all guilty. And whatever the maximum is, they get all that. And they can never get out on parole.
No. See, like, stuff like that, I think, like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm for the death penalty and sometimes I'm not. It just depends. But I feel like the firing squad or the guillotine would be like, you know,
see, that's
in
where
front
that,
of crowds of people.
Where they cut the clit off.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, wait. Okay, let's change the subject now.
Yeah,
this is like if I was talking about men, people in the private, men. If I was talking about castration, you'd be like, hey, wait.
No, I mean, but
let's not talk about the clip.
That happened. So, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
let's not talk
it's
about
that time now because we did our hating. We got our haters out the way. Now we're gonna go into some more historical hate, Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Well, I mean, first, Colin Kaepernick was classified as retired on the NFL website. Took his woman to come out and say, he ain't retired. Y'all motherfuckers. I'm going to quote her. Colin did not retire. You cowards blackballed him because he peacefully protested against police brutality. He's a Super Bowl QB and should be playing because his stats show that. Now, I know. What does Colin Kaepernick have to do with Groundhog Day? Remember the whole peacefully protesting police brutality.
Yeah.
Not that police brutality is a thing, right? It's not a thing.
Nah, not really.
Yeah, except
he was,
for,
you know, he was just protesting, you know, just being nonsensical.
It just happened. It just happened. Knee in his neck. I can't breathe. He's on camera. I can't breathe. He dies. They get fired. He's dead, though. Watch the video. It's four officers. Nobody's in danger. Nobody's in danger. Man is dead.
Yeah.
You know that police brutality, that it just keeps happening. It's not no once every 4 or 5 years. This shit is like once every 4 or 5 days. It can't stop. It's that unfortunate gift that keeps on giving. Keep coming with it. And it's on video. See, this what makes it even worse. It's on video. You see it. You see it. It's like brothers, you know, running down the street. See them get killed on camera. They ain't committing no crime. You just see them get murdered. And even if they committed a crime, he's incapacitated. He's no danger to anybody. But he's dead. It's nothing. And to prove the point, Jackson, Mississippi, there's another one where the officer, unidentified, in the video, telling a bystander who's videoing it, I'm not choking him. He's got his hand around his neck, choking him. I'm not choking him. On video, He's on paid leave, though. Vacation. But I'm not choking.
So what is it called?
It's so we're at a point where you see the video's just telling the truth. Everybody sees the video. I think somebody said in the comment, we're just watching snuff videos. Snuff video is where people just die in video. We're just watching murder.
They're attacked and then murdered.
Right. Every week. So basically, you can't call the police, because if you call the police, they're going to kill you. You don't call the police and you're running in the wrong area, you can get killed. You can be in your house and somebody can break into your house and shoot and kill you. No charge.
None.
Like, I don't know. I'm just thinking like the wrong people in the streets with the rocket launchers. You know, folks is protesting, I can't go outside, even though they outside. They protesting, I can't go outside. I'm like, maybe we need to be out there. Gun control will happen real quick. Although, if we go out there with rocket launchers, we probably going to have to shoot at the police at that point, because I'm guessing that we going to get stopped.
A lot of people are protesting.
Yeah, but see, I'm not for protests. I mean, that protest is stupid. That's just stupid. Nobody cares if it's a bunch of us sitting out there. Nobody cares.
True.
You know? Maybe we need to get them rocket launchers and be out there. Just walk in the subway. See, but that's the thing, though. Double standard. Because we know that if we show up at City Hall with our guns screaming and hollering, them officers are going to shoot. Nobody's going to let us walk around like in Kentucky. Nobody's going to let us walk around like in Kentucky. Oh, just go in. It's not going to happen.
Definitely not.
Yeah, we get a shot at the door. On the steps. Interesting. But not interesting. I'm not protesting. I'm sorry. I don't see what protesting is going to do. I mean, if you're going to protest, you don't buy their stuff. And if you're going to do it like Huey P. Newton and them did. You know, you're going to follow the cops with your guns. That's how we got gun control in California in the first place. Talk about following the cops with your guns. Because if you got your guns, more than likely, they'll be more worried about a bunch of y'all with your guns. And they probably wouldn't put the knee in their brother's neck and kill him. Just a thought. I could be wrong, though. I've been wrong before. I don't think I'm wrong here, though. Thing. I've been right. I've been like 100 during the apocalypse. One of those weird things. Anyway,
you have
for Miss Brown Sugar. Yeah. For Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. We're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.